Well, hello and welcome to this Sunday Night Supporters Club podcast. Hope you're well. Hope you're having a great weekend. And more importantly, I hope you have been keeping cool. It's certainly been a very hot weekend here in Littlehampton. I believe it's been the same all over the country. It is a bank holiday weekend as well, so we still have one more day to go. But what I've noticed is the plants have needed a lot of watering over these last few days. And I've just made a point of ensuring that I do that too, as well as ensuring that I drink plenty of fluids too. I spent Thursday really hammering home the point that we need to look after ourselves in this heat as well. Now, Friday, I spent the whole day in the kitchen garden. I actually got a lot done. Lots of plants were planted. Plenty of areas were tidied up. Still lots more to do, of course, because I did have to take quite a few breaks in the heat. But the garden looks so much better for it. And yes, of course, lots of watering. Yesterday, I was down the Yolaman early in the morning. And this was just to avoid the worst of the heat. This is something that I actually recommend. I planted out beans and tomatoes. Just gave everything a really, really good soak as well. Heading back there tomorrow morning just to keep on top of things. Early morning really is a key word here. It's nice and cool. And we can get it a lot done before the heat of the day kicks in. Now this morning I checked on my bees as well that we put in last week. So far, so good. I can see bee larvae, which is a great sign. It means the bees are actively laying. The bees are making new comb. Nectar is being gathered. Everything looks very promising at this stage, and it's a really, really encouraging look up. Now added to that, today is of course time to sow our cabbage seeds from this month's seed pack, and this was a variety called Brunswick. Now, Brunswick is a traditional hardy winter cabbage. It's reliable, slow to bolt, and produces those lovely dense heads that store well. Now, I recommend we start by sowing the seeds in modules or in a seed tray filled with good quality compost. I use my plug plant starters, but you can use whatever you might have. It's a good idea to sow quite thinly and cover very lightly. I go for about half a centimetre deep and then cover very lightly with a good sprinkling of compost. Keep the soil moist and germination will probably take between 7 to 10 days. Then once the seedlings are big enough to handle, I recommend pricking them out into individual pots and growing them on somewhere nice and bright. For me, the reason I use the plug plants is I'll put one seed per plug plant and I don't need to prick them out. They can stay in there a little bit longer and then we just got to pot them up into somewhere a bit bigger. Now, when they reach about 10 to 15 centimetres tall and they have a good root system, they're ready to plant out. And you really want some good, firm soil. Cabbage really hate loose, fluffy beds. So really tread down that soil before planting. Space them about 40 to 45 centimetres apart and then water them in well and keep them protected from pigeons, slugs, cabbage, white butterflies, quite a large list of things that can be a problem. Now, as they grow, please do keep them weed free and, of course, keep the soil firm around the base and water consistently. Brunswick will slowly form a tight, solid head through late summer and into autumn. And you can harvest the heads when they feel firm to the touch. And they also store brilliantly too, which is why they have been grown for generations. So really good one to grow, really easy to grow. I forgot to mention to add a bit of lime to the soil when planting as well. Lots and lots of good options, but some great stuff to do. Now, I want to talk about veg garden design. This is something that I'm always thinking about. How do we make the veg garden look good, as well as being productive? Productivity being the key word, of course. But for me, getting it to look good is always a struggle, especially when you don't have a fortune to throw at it. Now, my beds are already built and they do look okay. They do the job, but I just feel they need something to break them up just to make them look a little less industrial. And I have really been studying and looking at it and trying to figure out a way how we can just make it a little bit better. So what I've decided is I'm going for this sort of rustic cottage garden look. So around all the edges of these beds, I'm going to plant herbs, rosemary, sage, thyme, all of which I can be taken from cuttings or from seed. Really, really easy to do, really cheap to do as well. And best of all, it's going to be practical, it's edible. And the way I'm looking at this edging, it's going to be like an edible hedge, much like the Victorian gardeners would use box edging. It's going to be like that, but made out of rosemary, thyme, things like that. It should look really, really good. Added to that, I'm also going to be adding some more fan-trained and espalier fruit trees. Now, these are very expensive to buy ready trained. Very expensive. And I've been studying this a lot. This is something I spend a lot of time looking at various books and trying to get ideas on what we can do. Instead, what I'm going to be doing is using my own collection and just train those myself. It will take time, but it will be worth it in the end. And what I'm hoping is that this is just going to create some good looking trees, good looking edible plants that would just create year-round interest and just make it look from a, you know, a standard veg garden to something that looks like a garden you can be proud of in your home garden. Then there are going to be a few other things that we're going to need to add. These are what I call the items of interest. This could be things like statues or figurines. I have a few in my garden. Little signs, just something to add a bit of interest. And one of the things that I'm after is a large metal water tank. This is going to be used to collect water, of course, something that is very, very important. But I think having that added to it will also make it look good. You know, the type that you might see on a farmer's field or something like that, something rustic, something old, but something that looks good as well. It's that real rustic cottage garden feel. I'm really feeling a vibe leaning into this at the moment. I think it is where we are going to go. Now, if you are thinking about your look of your veg garden or maybe even your own allotment, what is it that you look for when you're trying to design your vegetable garden? What is it you want your garden to look like that? Let me know. It'd be great to hear a few ideas or things that you will be doing yourself. Well, that is it for tonight. Thank you so much for listening. And as always, thank you so much for supporting the podcast. Excuse me. I hope you have a great rest of the bank holiday. It's certainly going to be a good one here in Littlehampton. I will be back again on Thursday where we're going to be sowing, if I remember correctly, let me just double check. Yep. Our rocket, a delicious salad crop. So get ready for that on Thursday, but there's plenty more we'll be doing throughout the week and next weekend as well. So until then, please take care.